The Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, page 351. Page 351 of the Red Prayer Book. At the top of the page, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
If possible, please kneel now for the Ten Commandments. Hear the commandments of God to his people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
Amen.
You shall not invoke with malice the name of the Lord your God.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Honor your father and your mother.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not steal.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not be a false witness.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. Jesus said, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Page 352. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought,
word and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. While we remain kneeling, hymn 60. Hymn 60. Page 357 now. Page 357. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
As we remain kneeling, let us pray. The collect for this Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, on one of the bulletin inserts, the contemporary version. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated now, and we invite everybody involved with Sunday school to follow Patty. Everybody involved or would like to be involved with Sunday school? Or anybody that just wants a break? Except you can't go anywhere. Please be seated now then for the readings.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
First day of Advent. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you.
Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemy be triumph over me.
Let none who looks to you be put to shame.
Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes.
Show me your ways, O Lord,
and teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me.
For you are God of my salvation, and in you have I trusted all day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love,
for they are everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgression.
Remember me according to your love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Gracious and upright is the Lord.
Therefore he teaches sinners in his way.
He guides the humble in doing right,
and teaches his way to the lowly.
All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness
to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Please remain seated now for the second reading.
This is a reading from 1 Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 73.
Thank you.
This is now the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that they catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
As we get older, or at least as I get older, we become creatures of habit. Or at least I become a creature of habit. And I've got a lot of habits, most of which drive other people in the health ministry crazy. But one of my habits is every Saturday night, the last thing I do before I turn off the light, the last thing I do is I read through the lessons for the next day, and I say a prayer. "Please, Lord, speak while I sleep, and tell me what you want me to know." Now, that all sounds really neat, I know, and you're all going, "Oh, gosh, isn't that holy?" But to be honest, I never remember a darn thing the next morning. I remember one Easter, I dreamed about a beautiful lady invited us all to a picnic. I remember that. But most of the time, I wake up the next morning and go, And that's not because God doesn't answer prayers. That's because I'm kind of a dunderhead. Hi, Dee. I just don't remember anything. But last night, I read through these lessons before I went to sleep and said the prayer. And here's what happened last night. I dreamed I was in a place I hardly ever go. I dreamed I was... You're all waiting, aren't you? I dreamed I was at Walmart. I dreamed I was at Walmart having a wonderful time. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't stressful. There were all kinds of wonders in the aisles. Nobody was stressed out. And I was just filling the cart up with all these wonderful things. Just wonderful things. I was having a wonderful time at Walmart. That's what I dreamed. And eventually my cart filled up almost to overflowing with wonderful treasures I'd gotten at Walmart. And I made my way to the checkout line and through the checkout line. And then I made my way from the checkout line past the awful smelling food place over there in the corner and to the front door, past the people that wave at you at the front door, and stepped outside. Now, whatever, I haven't been in that many Walmarts, but whatever Walmart I was in, it wasn't that Walmart. And it was summertime, or at least there wasn't snow on the ground. It was green and all that kind of stuff. And I know it wasn't that Walmart because the parking lot went on forever. As far as you could see, the parking lot. And as I wheeled my cart out of Walmart, and this will happen to you too when you get older, I realized I had no idea where the car was. I did not have a clue where the car was in that giant parking lot filled with things. And I realized that. So I began just pushing the cart up and down the lanes, endlessly looking for the car. Couldn't find the car. Walmart finally closed. People came out of Walmart happy and full of good cheer and treasure and got in their cars and drove away. But I was still pushing my cart up and down the lanes, watching the cars to see if I could see mine. I couldn't find my cart, just pushing my cart up and down as the parking lot emptied, wondering where my cart was. Just kind of lost there in the Walmart parking lot, pushing my cart. In another world, in another time, in another place, in those days, all of Israel was burning. And the streets of Jerusalem were filled with corpses and bodies, and the holy temple of God, erected in splendor by Solomon, was a burning heap of rubble. And all the glory of Israel was burning. And an old man came in from a village down the hill towards Jerusalem, saw the smoke, saw the vultures circling, passed an old woman dressed only in black, weeping along the side of the road. And she said her name was Zion. And Zion was destroyed, and there was nothing left. The splendor and glory of Solomon and his temple, and Israel and the promises, and smoke, and all the leadership carried off to Iraq, known as Babylon in those days. And the prophet Jeremiah, who had foretold this for 30 years, could only weep with the woman beside the road. For 30 years, things had been pretty good in Israel. It was a time of economic splendor. Everybody had money. Jobs were good. Everything was fine and dandy. Everybody worshipped the Lord God on a regular basis. And Jeremiah, 30 or so years ago, had been a young man, maybe 18, maybe 20, and God said to him, "I want you." And he said, "No, not me. No, thank you. Not me. No, choose somebody else. I want. No, thank you." And God said, "I want you." And Jeremiah said, "No, not me. Really. I mean, you know, I can't talk very good. Please don't pick me." And God said, "I want you." And for 30, 40 years, Jeremiah had warned Israel, where everything was pretty neat and comfy, and everybody had a lot of money, had warned everybody, if you don't get your act together, this is all going to go up in smoke. Our neighbor to the north, Iraq, Babylon, is going to come through here and wipe everybody out. So, well, everybody else is having a good time. Yay, ha-ha, we're pretty good. Yep. Jeremiah was walking around going, "Woe unto you. Because the Lord God doesn't care how many times you worship Him at the temple. It's how you treat your neighbor is what counts. And you dare to come worship me at the same time you're cheating your brother? And this whole show is going to go up in smoke." Emphasizing again and again that it's ethical behavior towards each other in the community and not sacrifices or worship is what the Lord God is interested in. Jeremiah kept saying this, so much so that his name has come down in English as a word for angry rantings. Jeremiah kept saying this in the face of all this prosperity and success, and everybody kind of went to you. He got arrested, thrown in dung heaps, wells, jails, almost killed any number of times. For 30 years, he had warned people fairly angry while everybody else was happy. What are you doing? And now it had all come to pass. And now that it's all ruined, now that in fact what he said was going to happen has happened, now that all is in ruin, now that there's only smoke and death and darkness all around, and weeping women, and all carried off to Baghdad, his whole message changes. And after 30 years, Jeremiah says, the days are surely coming when God will fulfill the promises. And Jeremiah, who for 30 years had warned about destruction, now begins singing a song of hope and consolation. And that's the beginning of this first reading, that the days are coming. The day is coming when God will honor His promises and raise up in the house of David a branch. After 30, 40 years of nothing but woe unto you and destruction, now Jeremiah begins singing in the ruin a song of hope. A song of hope. Even so, in the gospel this morning, as the Lord Jesus sits with Peter and James and John and Andrew and Judas, in the few days before the cross, as he sits with them and sees the destruction and devastation of the cross coming and tries to warn them about what is about to happen. Listen, he says, there's going to come a time when everything you trust falls apart. Listen, he says, there's going to come a time when all the foundations of everything are going to be shaken and fall apart. He sees the cross. He sees Good Friday. He says, listen, there's going to come a time when everything you trust, everything you believe in, everything you count on, sun, moon, stars, everything is going to be shaken up. He says, looking to the days ahead. And when that begins to happen, when everything falls apart, you stand up. and raise your heads. Because you're just, your salvation is coming there. He sits there with the apostles and sees that hill over there, the cross will go on. And sees past that hill, it's a Sunday morning, and an open, empty tomb. And says, you, stand up. And don't be afraid. For as surely as Jeremiah, God keeps His promises. And the promise is not the cross, the promise is Easter. One of the stories about Martin Luther, the German reformer, is someone asked him once, what would you do if you heard the second coming was about to happen in the next minute? And Martin Luther said, I would plant a tree. Because you can trust the goodness of God. What would you do, Scott, if you heard the second coming was going to happen in the next minute? I would get and eat a bowl of chocolate ice cream. Because when the Lord Jesus walked this earth, He never had a dish of chocolate ice cream. Chocolate comes from this world, not that world. So does it. He never knew what it was like to eat chocolate ice cream. He never knew what it was like to bite into a summer tomato. But I'd rather eat chocolate ice cream. So I'd sit there and eat a bowl of chocolate ice cream. And He would smile. Because of the goodness of life and creation. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Behold, you and I, created in the image of God, formed by the breath of His breath, by the breath of the Spirit through holy baptism. You and I, through the gift of the Spirit and baptism, part of His body. You and I, each of us, a word of God that He is speaking to the world. And our own magic and holy and dysfunctional ways, we're part of the words that He speaks to the world. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. You and I, in our own locked up, falling apart, trying again ways, are the words of God that He's speaking to the world. When everything else is falling apart, stand up. Eat pie and ice cream. Because you know that the kingdom of God is near. As it always is. In the goodness of God all around us. As I pushed my cart up and down the emptying parking lot of Walmart, lost. Oh no, how am I going to get out of this mess? Where? How do I get home? In my dream, I could hear distant singing over that way. So I, kind of like a bag lady, huh? So I pushed my cart over towards that singing. And sitting in the corner of the parking lot over there were old friends with guitars and violins, just sitting around singing. And as soon as I pushed my cart over there, I could turn around and see my car over there and could find my way home. In this poor, mucked up Walmart of a world, you and I are called to sit in the parking lot and sing so that people can find their way home. That's what we're about. Amen. So I invite you to stand. As we continue with the Nicene Creed, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. And according to the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life for the world to come. Prayers of the People are Form 2, page 385. Page 385.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our bishop, for this gathering, and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill of our nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. Prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of Him. Pray that they may find and be found by Him. I ask your prayers for the departed, especially Pastor Alfred, Dan, and Wilbert. Pray for those who have died. I ask your prayers for Lana, Berkman, Effie, Isaac, Kristen, Arnold, Audrey, Berlinda, and Harold, Beverly, Robert, Timothy, Alan, Lisa, and Alex, for Dan, for Fred, Hannah, Arthur, Ellen, for Sharon, Mary, Richard, and Maggie, for Vince, Bentley, Flo, Heather, Mo, Kara, and Ty, for Lila, John, Catherine,
Phyllis, Joan, James, Kathy, for Byron, Norma, Frank, Rita, Rodney, Diane, Mardo, Roxana, Amanda. For those traveling, for those in recovery, for all those serving overseas and their families, for our family in Denali Center, the Pioneer Home, the Correctional Centers, other homes and programs, and all those grieving. I ask for thanksgiving for Stanley, James, Stephen, Rich, and also for Arno, Howard. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty. Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Everyone gets to arise. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Share that with everybody else here in the parking lot. Who, are you going to do this? Okay. Wait. All right. Helen Howard with the vestry is going to begin the announcements, and then we'll do some other stuff.
Well, the first announcement, I think, is a thank you to for Jane Sandstrom and Greg for the concert, and for Bruce Gadwa for the Thanksgiving dinner, which was apparently a wonderful occasion. It sounds like you were there in each time.
No, it didn't happen. Oh.
With Advent beginning, today's the first day of Advent, there's evening prayer will be held every night at 5:30, and if anyone wishes to lead the service, please sign up. Next Saturday is the See's Candy Sale and Craft Sale, and if you wish to sell crafts, you can come and bring them and give 10% to the church, which is a tithe. And there's the Adopt a Family Christmas Tree in the kitchen with thanks to Christine Upton. It's in the parish hall. And then the next Sunday is I will say there's blood pressure after this service. You can get your blood pressure checked by the health ministry. And there is a prayer shawl meeting in the library at 1:00. And the other thing is that next Sunday there will be no 9:15 service. We will be bringing food for a brunch, so that people who go to 8:00, 9:15, and 11:15 can get to know one another. So we're going to have a breakfast brunch, whatever you want to call it, at about 9:15 instead of the Eucharist. And come and eat and bring something if you can.
Just a word about that breakfast thing again. That came from the 8 and 9 o'clock service. They said, every time you have a covered dish, you always do it after the 11 o'clock, and we never get to go because that would mean we have to stay at church 5 hours. So you're just doing a covered dish for the 11 o'clock people. You never do a covered dish for us. So the vestry heard that and said, all right, we will eliminate the 9 o'clock service this Sunday. And we asked the 9 o'clock, they said, well, okay. And so we'll have a covered dish brunch from 9 to 11. So the figure the 8 o'clock people can stay a little bit later. The 11 o'clock people, you, can come earlier. And the 9 o'clock people can just come and eat. So that's the sense of it. We hope you'll come early. People want to meet you. They don't know who you are. So they want to know who you are. So bring something to share and we'll eat. We're also doing that because next Sunday, is the Feast of St. Nicholas. His autograph picture is up there by the altar. And there's this in the bulletins. We've done this before, but if you haven't seen it before, let me explain what happens. St. Nicholas was known for doing good deeds secretly. And so we started this in Tannenau, actually 30 years ago. At the beginning of Advent, we all trade names, and that person becomes your secret Advent friend, and you do secret good deeds for them. 30 years ago, people in Tannenau were running around dropping off crates of mandarin oranges on everybody's back porch and stuff like that. Or you can just pray. So if you want to play, that's in the bulletin. And so fill it out in the back with your name and address and da-da-da-da-da and put it in the basket here. And then if you put your name in, after you take communion, pick one out. And that's your secret Advent friend. Just do secret acts of kindness for them.
Do you have a pen with that?
Hillary will get one. Now, in other years, if you haven't seen this before, the Advent wreath becomes like a secret mailbox. If you want to leave a present for your Advent friend. Some years, this has gone on all year. People get Valentine presents from their... and just goes on and on and on and on. And so, or fish from Rampart. So, if you want to play, here's the thing. Fill it out, put it in the basket. And Dr. One more announcement. I'm supposed to announce the Task Force Good Shepherd. I have no idea who they are. They cut wood for people. They do community service around town. They're having a benefit barbecue at Big Daddy's this morning for another 40 minutes. So, if you want to run up the street real quick and eat barbecue, it'll help them. I just work here. The other announcement this morning is going to work a little bit different. We're going to receive Kathy Mackey as an I'm acting for Abbot Paul of the Desert, who's the head of the Abbey of the Order of St. Benedict, the Companions of St. Luke, in Iowa. She was going to go out and do this. She got sick. She couldn't go. The Abbey said, I could act for them. She could do it here at home. So that's what we're going to do. We'll finish the announcements and do birthdays and all that kind of stuff. We'll collect the offering, and then we'll do this little short service in which she will become a novice oblate of that Abbey. And then we'll proceed with the communion. There's 50 people saying, what the heck is a novice oblate? sounds like something to do with eggs, like an omelet or something. The simplest way to explain it is she's going to promise to God to pray a lot. That's about it. Okay? Just so you know. And I've never done it. She's never done it. And you probably have never seen it, so... What the heck? It's a new year. We'll try new things. Any other announcements?
It is the season, of course, and there's a lot of music coming up in the next few weeks. Next Sunday, of course, is the holiday concert with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra. And three of us sing in the university chorus that I know of, and we're involved with that. The following Saturday on the 12th in the evening is the university chorus concert, which is a Caribbean mass, and it's a very rhythmic and very uplifting. Then the following Saturday on the 19th is the 30th annual Sing It Yourself Messiah, and that is at the First Presbyterian Church downtown here. It's from 3 to 5:30 or so. I probably missed some, but I do have some flyers. Oh, yes, one other musical event. Opera Fairbanks is going to be putting on the weekend after next Amal and the Night Visitors, and it's a really cool opera. And that's up at the university. I will put flyers. Some of them are on the little table as you go into the parish hall.
Thank you. There's a lot of people singing in the parking lot. Are there any visitors or newcomers who'd like to say anything? Are there any birthdays or anniversaries? Huh? Oh, visitor. Oh. A visitor. Yeah, you want to, if you introduce yourself, you get an award. You have to tell us who you are. Huh?
Cameron Hatch.
Cameron. That's for you. No, I forgot to get the spam out of the... Hi, Tristan. You get an award, too. Anybody else? Are there any birthdays or anniversaries?
Yeah,
come on. I'll put that there. You got a group? We lose our cars. And who are we going to pray for?
My nephew Dawn.
For Dawn.
My daughter-in-law, Angela.
For Angela.
For
Yvonne.
My mother, Grace, turning 96 tomorrow. Woo! And my brother-in-law, turning 77. And my grandson, Aiden, turning 1 on Saturday.
What's the what's the brother-in-law's name?
Frank.
For Frank and Aiden and Grace?
For Chessie Evans, he's about 15.
Why?
My brother.
Sorry.
And my nephew David, he's 30-something. And for me.
For Chucky, David, Zelma.
Andrea.
Scott, can you also pray for my sister Karen? She's having a birthday on the 2nd.
And for Karen. The birthday prayers we pray for all those we just named is 830 per 50. Oh, God. Our times are in your hands. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants, Don,
Angela,
Eli,
Grace, Frank, Aiden,
Chucky,
David, Delma,
Andrea, and Karen, as they all begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace, strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord of wonder and delight, in this holy season of the year, filled with splendor and giving, behold the gift of your friends for whom we pray. Let the angels of the season surround them. The blessing of your love go before them like a star in the night. And the song of your love fill their hearts. This we pray in your name, Lord Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday, everybody.
Your brand new announcements, birthdays, anniversaries. Remember the words of our Lord, it's a blessing to give and to receive, and choir is our sing.
Let us find our rest in thee.
please be seated now for a moment for this final offering. Acting now on behalf of Abbot Paul of the Desert, of the Abbey, of the Companions of St. Luke, of the Order of St. Benedict, I would like for Kathy Mackey and her presenters to come forward.
Father, I present to you Kathy, who has applied to become an novice oblate of the Companions of St. Luke.
Please rise. No, that's perfect. Kathy, do you wish to be a novice oblate of the Companions of St. Luke?
I do. I, Kathy, here in the sight of the Holy Angels, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Holy Father Benedict, with our patron Saint Luke, all the company of heaven, and in the presence of those here, further consecrate myself to the service of our Lord Jesus Christ as a novice oblate in the service of God's one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church by voluntarily living a life consistent with my baptismal vows and the Benedictine principles of obedience, conversion of life, and stability. I do so recognizing the implications of such an intention and submit myself as did Christ to the will of his Father, to the teachings of the Gospel, to the rule of St. Benedict, and all of its various spiritual admonitions, the customary, the superior as Christ's representative, and the Companions of St. Luke.
May the grace and mercy of God be with you, and let all present now say Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Rule of St. Benedict was written in the spirit of the gospel teachings of Christ and handed down to us all through the centuries. Let it be a spiritual guide for you in your life as a Christian and novice oblate of St. Benedict. May the principles herein contained show you the true way of Christ as taught us in the Gospels, love of God and love of our fellow brothers and sisters. May you therefore be more and more concerned about the needs of others, ready to give generously of yourself to the building up of true Christian fellowship with all those around you, the strong and the weak, the wise and the unwise, the healthy and the sick, the rich and the poor, the joyous and those afflicted with misery and sorrow, the lovable and the unlovable, the secure and the insecure, those well cared for and those who are neglected, the young and the aged, those placed over you and those who are under your care, those of your faith and those not of your faith, whether in affairs of church, business, government, or any other area of life. May your study of this rule of St. Benedict inspire you to work zealously in harmony with others where you are, for the good of humanity and the honor and glory of God. May God bless and guide you in your striving to be a faithful novice oblate and witness of Christ and of St. Benedict through the same Christ our Lord. And let all present now say Amen.
Amen.
The blessing of the tunic and the belt. Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who on the cross did redeem the world from sin, bless this tunic and belt as an external symbol of an internal grace begun in her. May they be an everlasting remembrance of your earthly journey ministry, passion, and death. May they remind us all of our obligation to Christ, this community, the intentions that have been made this day, and thereby gained by your grace and compassion, everlasting life. Listen to our prayers, O Lord, as we receive this novice oblate. The union and affiliation of companions of St. Luke, may she be strengthened with unfailing firmness, so that persevering in her holy resolution, she may serve you in all holiness. And I want your presenter to do something. O God, you once called our blessed Father and lawgiver Benedict to serve you in seclusion from the turmoil of sin and evil in this world. We beg you to grant strength and perseverance to this your servant, Kathy, who is eager to serve you, not apart from, but in the world where she lives and works, having promised to follow the teachings of St. Benedict as her guide. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of Almighty God, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, come down upon you and remain with you this day and forever. And let all say amen.
Amen.
So I ask you to please stand if you have to get the novice offering. Yeah. Presenters now return to their seats. Kathy can join us at the altar, and we continue with the Eucharist. Might as well. Now, with Kathy as the final offering, we continue now with the Great Thanksgiving Prayer B, page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks
and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again, in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may, without shame or fear, rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you this morning, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Continues now. You may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to fall. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken to the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you've delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of darkness into light, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you now, O Lord of all, presenting to you from all of your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Matthew and Nicholas and Benedict and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him, with him, in him, in this unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold enough to pray, Our Father. Of God for you, who are also the gifts of God. Take them in remembrance now that Christ died for you, and feed on them in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being like Kathy, your servant, servants he lasts, so we invite the front pews to come forward first to receive.
Thank you.
page 365, let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you've fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage
to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of our hearts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We're the ones sitting in the corner of the parking lot singing. We're the ones singing, even as it's getting darker, knowing that there's a greater light and sunrise coming just around the bend. We are the ones that are standing, even when others are falling, knowing that Christ indeed does come. But he comes as gentle as an Advent snow outside, covering everything with his love. We are the ones that are singing because we know that aged Elizabeth, even now, is pregnant with John the Baptist. We are the ones singing because we know that gentle Mary walks with Joseph, surrounded by angels. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be amongst us on this journey and remain with us always. Amen. The closing hymn is 61.
Save my soul, O Lord.
God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
There's coffee and blood pressure in the back. There's snow and winter.